Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, 3 o'clock. Great, great off-air conversation with Jeremy Otto. So we've lost Rico for a minute. You going to be okay?
I am. I'm good now.
All right.
I had to get some of that lemonade.
There you go. So if you want to hear a conversation about Scott Harris, the Free Press, Tigers, Odyssey.com, Rewind. We did 4 hours of Lions yesterday. We will mention it a little later today. Unbelievable victory, truly. And if you want that, Odyssey.com Rewind goes back 24 hours. It's one of the most impressive regular season wins that I've ever seen from any NFL team. It was truly awesome. But we have a lot of other stuff to cover. And I have to bring this up because nothing in this world upsets me more than what I call coaching malpractice. I'm just a big believer that beyond wins and losses, your job is never be the story for hurting your team, ever. Can we have a conversation about Sharon Moore? Can we do that for a moment? So I thought they played a very credible football game, and let the record show I was the only one Friday who felt they would play a credible game. But Sharon Moore, he did something like he channeled his inner Jim Caldwell. At the end of that game with about a minute and a half to go and having three timeouts, Indiana gets a first down. Called a timeout. Tick, 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 tick. Gary Danielson is having a meltdown on the air. I mean, he was just like zappity-doo-dah. I don't know what's going on here. You got to call the 28 or 29 seconds goes off the clock before Sharon calls a timeout.
Mm-hmm.
After the game, his answer was, in a word, na-na-poo-poo. We were having conversations about play calling. No, Sharon, I didn't ask you why didn't you answer my phone call during the game. You know, I was a little busy.
Right.
You were having conversations about play calling? Here's an idea. Timeout, conversations. Not conversations, timeout. Okay, now I am saying, if I were a Michigan fan, that's the red flags with Sharon are just about everywhere. I think there's been a complete mishandling of the quarterback situation, both in the offseason and in season. However you've ended up with Kirk Campbell as your offensive coordinator, all the way to some challenges that resemble Kenny at the bar, hammered. It's a fumble. Wait, what? When the announcers are making fun of your challenges, you know it's bad.
Right.
Into Caldwell time management malpractice. So, Rico, may we ask the question?
Yes.
Michigan fans, what do you want to do with this guy? And that's before three dirty letters that are 9 days away, potentially, N-O-A. What do you want to do with this guy? Because I'll tell you, what the hell, man?
I'm watching the game Saturday. Not a Michigan fan. I know.
I've
breaking
heard
news.
That.
And I was shocked because I was one. I thought it was going to be orbital ramming speed when it was 17-3. I'm like, yep, this thing is just going to go off the rails. And then Michigan came back. And then Indiana's panicking. And Michigan seemed like to be the better team at the end. And Indiana kicks the field goal. I'm like, okay, you're still within a score. They didn't score a touchdown. You didn't give yourself a chance to win the game. You let 28 seconds tick off the clock before you finally realize, oh, wait, timeouts. Use one. Come on, man. You have to be better than that. It was a one-score game. If they were down by 10 points, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. I'm not a Michigan fan. I'm at the TV yelling, Sharon, call the timeout. Call it. No. Are you just going to consider? I mean, it almost felt like the Bucks last year against the Lions when the coach just said, well, we're not going to even try. We'll just go ahead and let the clock run out. We'll just take this L.
Michigan fans were upset with Sharon Moore 6 weeks ago. And since, you know, they got flatlined by Oregon, you lose to Indiana. Look, I would like to know where you're at with your coach. What's your belief in this guy? And I'd love to bring up Michigan State, but that's just not going to really draw much of a response because we have a dead program right now.
But see, I think it's different from Michigan State. I think Michigan is too big of a brand to have a coach learning on the job. Michigan is a brand name. It's Blue Magic.
Mm.
When you go to Michigan, you're already established. Now, you may have to establish a different culture. You may have to establish a different system, but it's a system that you've run before. Moore is literally, I mean, it's almost like the water boy. I just see him with a book saying coaching for dummies. Like, well, why did you make that move? Well, it was in the book. Like, it's too big of a brand to have somebody this new, and he looks unprepared. Let's just call it what it is.
So my question is, what do you do? I mean, if you're a Michigan fan, and it depends how invested you are, but I mean, who's your quarterback? And who's your quarterback next year?
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They lost the only one they had. And it doesn't look like Bryce Underwood's going to go there. It seems like he's going to LSU. All right, you're going to go to the portal? Okay. Very risky. I mean, obviously, if you spend $3 million and go get Cam Ward 2.0, respect. But go look at the portal. Go look at the amount of quarterbacks. There were 67 of them in the portal last year. Not everyone walked away a happy buyer. A vast majority didn't. So my question is, what's your faith in Sharon Moore moving forward? I mean, David, your head is down like your Nona died. You're the Michigan fan. I'd like to hear from you.
Well, here's why. Because we use the F word on this show.
Fair. Fair?
Oh. And I've tried to be fair. And Mike, Rico, you brought it up. Yes, 6 weeks ago, there were inklings from Michigan fans saying, oh, he has to go. He has to go. And I was trying to be fair. You know, whatever. Let him have his time. Give him a chance. First-year head coach. But every step of the way, he's shown more and more that he doesn't know how to do the job. That is a simple mistake. You cannot make that mistake. That's something that you say, oh, I'm never going to do that. I have three timeouts. You call one. You have a chance to get the ball. You call one. That's an easy coaching decision. This, We were trying to decide on the play call. And what is that? That doesn't I don't get that. And every week he's on the morning show and they've asked him about play calling and Kirk Campbell. And his answer every week is, well, I'm not ready to address that yet. I'm not ready to deal with that yet. Well, when are you going to deal with it? You're the head coach. Yeah. You are the head coach. Deal with it. Either tell us I'm just fine with Kirk Campbell being our play caller, or, you know, we're going to look at some things. We're going to tweak some things. But don't give me, I'm not ready to deal with that yet. That's not acceptable to me as a fan. That's unacceptable for the Michigan program. I'm trying to be fair, and I think right now where I'm at, move on.
Just move on.
I think I'm ready.
248-539-9797. Davis, so you're saying just at the end of this season, just be done. And go. I normally am you got to give a guy a try. And maybe it's because I got too much respect for your school. Michigan is not a school where you, like, go to Eastern, go to someplace else. You go to Bowling Green as a first-year coach and you make your mistakes. You're not allowed to do that at Michigan because everybody wants you. You're the circle game on everybody's schedule. Oh, we're playing Michigan. Oh, we got to get up for this game. You can't walk in there saying, hesitating on your play calling. A challenge. It was an incomplete pass. Everybody saw it was an incomplete pass. I'm going to challenge you. Why? Okay, hold on. Let me review it. It's an incomplete pass, Dill, and thank you for that timeout. He doesn't appear to be ready for this position. I'm not mad at you, David. I just didn't know if Michigan fans are willing to give him another year. I'm not blaming him for the fact that you got to beat Northwestern to be bowl eligible, because I think that the previous coach really put him in a bad spot. But I am questioning the fact of why didn't you go out? Well, actually, take that back. I know why you didn't go out to try to hire a real coach, because of the cloud over your head. So never mind. Strike that from the record.
Rico would like a do-over.
You know, sometimes you just get to talking and then that's why.
I almost slipped up and slandered Michigan State, but I'm avoiding it because I don't want to confuse the audience.
But see, like I said, but I think it's at least you, especially you, you watched him at another school. Now, it may not work.
I know. I just,
Rico. But you don't get to just, Ohio State can't hire somebody.
When you see a University of South Florida logo ahead of Michigan State in recruiting rankings, none of what I like about you matters.
Understand.
I just going to stay on task.
Stay focused.
But you have a point there, Mike, because that's how I am with Sherrone Moore. And I'm just going to put it out there. As a black man, I want to support him. And that's why I was being fair, because at Michigan, I seen it at Texas, where they let the black man have the job, and then immediately went after him on the first mistake. So I tried to be fair on that.
Time out. The man was wearing a mock turtleneck in Texas. You got to fire him. That's psycho behavior. It's 95 degrees.
David, trust me, he ended up shooting himself in the foot for doing something totally different. But after Tucker lost to Rutgers the first game, there was a lot of people already saying, oh, we hired the
wrong guy. And I was trying to be fair with him, too. I was trying to support. But it's just, at some point, you got to realize, maybe this person can't do the job.
Kenny's getting yelled at, apparently. All right, 248-539-9797. But it was really the malpractice of the weekend on a coaching level. And want to know where Michigan fans are at with it. I mean, it just, I don't know what to say, because I was the person who went, guys, you're crazy wanting to get rid of this guy 4 or 5 games into his career. But in the last 3 weeks, I mean, the challenges that are just like drunk guy at a bar, the quarterback shuffle, and now really just malfeasance on the sideline with timeout usage.
Right, and you're also benching your best running back because he didn't practice hard in practice, Khalil Mullings.
Or it was a faux suspension.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But I'm not allowed to say that because I went to school somewhere else.
So that's true.
I'll just be a good little boy and just sit here.
Yeah.
How about this? Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.